great day, heaven high, heaven bound, on the mission of Real Agenda. This is Core Owens on God's number one worker podcast. I know I just did an episode not too long ago, a few days ago. Well, this is the final episode in season six. And I'm here to tell you, I'll be back with another episode in a few days. And, you know, so get ready for me. I know I have a lot of listeners, and it don't matter. Y'all, whoever listen, I appreciate you. You give me part of your time. I'm not going to waste your time. But this is the final episode of season six. This is episode 10, and it's called God Has the Remote. You know, people think they in control. What do we control? We control free will. That's all we control. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve the devil? You think you can make plans on destroying somebody? Well, God is laughing. Especially if you going after somebody who believe in him. God has the remote. A lot of people are dying because of people they dealing with. I don't care if it's family. I don't care if it's friends. A lot of people are dying because they trying to harm people. God is working with us for two reasons. He keeping some of us here to spread the gospel. He keeping some of us here to catch on to the gospel. Now the ones who spreading it looking good. Let's be honest. You looking real good when God is saying, okay, I'm going to need you down there to keep spreading that gospel because there's a few people I'm trying to reach. I'm trying to get them an opportunity to get into heaven. Because if I remove them now, they're going to the other place and they ain't going to want that. Think about how many people are not going to heaven. Come on, let's do the numbers. Let's just do the numbers. 1 million people die. How many of them you think going to heaven? It ain't going to be 500,000. It ain't going to be, no. It probably won't even be in the hundred thousands if a million die. There's a lot of people. I see out of 10 people I meet, nowadays 0.5% of them, that's less than one, is on the same level. Reaching for God. Cause see, as people could be reaching for God and be like, okay, I'm all about God, but this is how they talk. They Christians, they Muslims, they Buddhists, they Baptists, they Catholic, they some kind of religious, some kind of denomination. So that means you really ain't reaching for God. You really going along with everybody else going along. That's how the devil got in the church. I done said that too many times. So you think you going to heaven because you repeating the same stuff? That stuff ain't working for these people. You think these people can go to church on the wrong day or Sunday, then do all this extra stuff, work two shifts on a Saturday when God said be still, but they go tell you, nah, I got to get money. That's the reason they ain't going to heaven. You're not serving God like that. You're not serving God like that. Ain't no way. We ain't serving God. You sit here and this is something else that's funny. You sit here and you take from people. You keep taking from people, right? And the more you take from people, guess what happens? God is taking from you. So who has the remote? You can take from people all day. They're just like people sit there and I always got something to say about what I'm doing. I don't have nothing, you know, it's all the wrong stuff, but I can't even talk. What y'all so, you know, what's got y'all like that? I'm gonna tell you what's got you like that. Your free will. That's all you got. Your soul is your soul and that's your free will. You remove this body. Think about this here. We can be in another man or woman body, our soul, right now, and when nobody even know. We wouldn't even know. God can sit there and say, you know what? I'm gonna put you over here and I'm gonna put them over there. You wouldn't even know. So you still gonna be you. Okay? You still gonna be you. So what else you got? Free will. So what you gonna do with your free will? I choose God, I choose the devil. One of the two. And God warning you, because God already know. God is real. God sits up high in all his glory. As Enoch said, it was the most amazing, scariest thing he ever seen. Most amazing and most scariest he ever seen. God ain't got to prove nothing. God even move our direction right now. It's going to be something we ain't even prepared for. And it's going to destroy us because it's so magnificent. God broke us down to this level to prove, hey, can you pass this test? Can you pass this test down? A lot of stuff gonna happen. And then gave us the instruction manual. Gave us the holy instruction manual to succeed. Gave it to us. Can you pass it? Are you strong enough in your soul to pass it? I'm going to tell you all the do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do that. God got the remote. God ain't controlling us. He just warning us. That remote control is his, though. He see danger, he'll fix it. He see a problem, he'll fix it. And those who sitting up there walking around lost, he giving you chances to get it right. He give me a chance. Hey, get it right. Don't keep doing that. Do this, do that. Blah, blah, blah. Telling us every day. All day. Sending messages in our dreams. Send people. Send strangers. Send angels. Send signs. Don't do this. Do this. Don't do that. Do this. But man is so focused on money, what they ain't got, how to keep it. Until that money is stressing them out. You know what I like about foreigners? They help each other materialistic wise. They don't care about that. They get it to help their family. And so forth and so forth. They got houses. They can make sure you set up for. And they go pay you. They go pay their family. Americans, which you know, Americans, period. I don't care what color you are. Because, see, you got a lot of, you got black, white, red, and yellow all over the planet Earth. But when you come from a certain country, you just got those godly morals instilled in you. But when you in America, and you born in America, be over here too long, you become selfish, sinful, greedy, hateful. You start turning cold. Because it's all about me, what I got. I learned that at a young age. And anybody who got more than you, they'll sit there and hold that against you so you can't have nothing. I don't want to struggle when I ain't got to struggle. I see people working their way to having something. But when you got somebody who got it and they want to see you go through all that, something wrong. And then when your problems turn into what's going on over here, that's because you're doing this over there. That's unnecessary. You got hell in you. Now that's reading them choices. Where they coming from? Who influencing you? You don't want to see this one with something, but you want to see this one with something. Then you can't figure out how come your business ain't straight, or somebody's dying, or somebody's sick, or somebody ain't acting right. And you trying to help them because God got the remote.